My guest this afternoon is Helen Delaney. She is a personal trainer and she's here to talk to us about the inaugural Reigate Charity Ball. Helen, good afternoon and welcome to Suzy 103.4.
Good afternoon.
It's lovely to see you here. Let's jump straight in. Tell us how the Reigate Charity Ball came about.
It started off just as an idea to raise some money for charity, but at the same time organise a great social event for people in and around Reigate, which is where I live. So it started off probably back in 2013. Started off planning by myself and soon realised this was going to be a big ask just for me on my own. So I soon rallied some troops and got six lovely ladies behind me to try and help organise. And the rest, as they say, is history.
And history that's about to come to fruition because it all kicks off in a couple of days' time.
It does indeed.
Now, you're at the Old Reigation Rugby Club, with which I've had a long association. How are you coping with the aftermath of the wretched fire there last year?
Fortunately for us, when we actually booked the venue, we already knew that the fires had taken place. So we knew that we were going to be in the marquee, and actually it works to our benefit because it houses more in the marquee than it does in the actual building. So it means we've got more tickets to sell.
A midsummer marquee. How many tickets have you sold? Because you sold out, aren't you?
165 tickets. They sold out within half an hour. So, we did quite well, and obviously tells us next year maybe it should be bigger and better.
Well, it sounds absolutely wonderful, and it sounds also as though the weather's going to be okay by Saturday night.
Fingers crossed. It's like the run-up to a wedding. Been checking the weather daily, hourly.
There we are. We've got a huge marquee. We've got a rugby club ground. What can the guests expect as they arrive?
Well, we have a theme this year, given that it's 150 years of Alice in Wonderland. There is an Alice in Wonderland theme. I'm not going to give too much away because there are quite a few surprises for all of the guests. But in a nutshell, it's welcome drinks, three-course sit-down meal, a live charity auction, followed by a live band and drinking and dancing until the small hours.
Is this going to be themed dress or black tie and long dresses?
It's black tie. People can wear long or short. It's completely up to them and what the weather dictates, I suppose, as well.
Therefore, white rabbit ears optional.
Optional.
Jolly good. Auctions. Now, have you had lots of support from local organisations?
We've been absolutely inundated. We have a silent auction that's running online, and there's 13 items there that range from the Vine King have very kindly given us a tasting for 12 people. We've got some rugby paraphernalia, so some signed and framed shirts. And then the live auction, that goes on to five properties, so villas in Portugal, in Spain, a ski chalet. We've got Martin Corrie, the rugby legend, coming down and giving a rugby training session for 10 to 15 children. So we're hoping to raise quite a lot of money for the charities through all of the auction items.
And obviously this is all in aid of several wonderful causes. Tell us about the charities you're supporting.
Yes, there are three charities. It's quite difficult just to choose one because we wanted to choose charities that, you know, will affect most people in some shape or form. So St Catherine's Hospice, that's our local hospice, and they provide support for patients and their families and provide sort of end-of-life care. So that's a great one to choose. We then also chose the Royal Marsden Cancer Charity. They do pioneering cancer research, and again, they're local to Reigate. And the last one, Pancreatic Cancer UK. Pancreatic cancer is a lesser known cancer, and unfortunately they don't receive quite as much funding. So yes, we're obviously raising the awareness of the charities and at the same time raising some much needed funds for them as well.
And is there any personal involvement in any of those causes, or are they chosen at random?
Generally chosen at random. I think a few of us have been affected, you know, by cancer. But yes, in the main, it was just, let's pick some across the board. A few of the people on the committee have had, you know, relatives that have passed away or in-laws and so on. So,
well, these sound like absolutely splendid objectives. What's the fundraising target, Helen?
Quite tricky. I don't want to put expectations too high, but if we could raise 10,000, that'd be fantastic. Anything over would be absolutely brilliant.
And tell us a bit about the logistics of organising an event as big as this. You said you started 2 years ago.
My goodness me. So I started 2 years ago, and that was just finding the venue. Like I say, I soon sort of realised this was, you know, a big task for one person. It is like organising a wedding again, but I've got three children and work. So I tapped up six unlikely women. They had no idea what it was going to be. And yeah, it's all worked out really well. Everyone's got strengths in different areas. So it's been, you know, organising the band. Everyone's been tapping up everybody they know for auction items, items for the raffle. We've got some entertainment that's going to be put on. Again, that's been provided by a friend of ours. I don't want to give too much away because that's part of the surprise.
And there's live music too.
Live music. We've got the Blue Rinse Band, a band from Luton, and they're really good. So yeah, it's been lots to do, and still lots to do over the next couple of days, but it will be worth it on Saturday.
Well, it's very good of you to spend the time to come in and tell us all about it. One thing that occurs to me is that at the Old Rigations, you're not short of parking space this time of year.
No, although I'm sure most people won't be driving because they'll be drinking and having a good time.
But a fleet of taxis,
yes,
outside in the small hours.
Absolutely.
Now, what would you say to the people who missed out after you sold out in such very short order? Is there going to be another crack at this?
Yes, I mean, firstly, sorry that they didn't manage to get tickets in time. But yes, this is the inaugural Reigate Charity Ball. There's every intention to make this an annual event, and we will be making it, you know, bigger. We're hoping that we can get, you know, market extension down there for next year. So yes, watch this space for next year, most definitely.
Helen, is there anything else about this inaugural Reigate Charity Ball that you'd like to tell us while you're on the air with Susie 103.4?
I'd like to say a quick thank you to Robert Leach Estate Agents, because they have very kindly sponsored the event and given us a generous donation, which obviously just boosts the amount that we'll be giving to the charities. So, yes, just a special thank you to them and to the six lovely ladies that have helped me organise the event.
Are we going to name them in tandem with the song that you've chosen?
I think so, yes. So, Emily Barton, Ellie Booker, Verity Tombleson, Jenny Dalton, previously known as Jenny Farmer, Joanna Kovacs, and Joe Hughes.
Now tell us about the song you've actually chosen and why.
I've chosen Happy by Pharrell Williams in a dedication to the team that have helped me put the event together, and because we want it to be a really happy event.
Helen Delaney from the Reigate Charity Ball, we wish you every success with the event, and it's been a pleasure talking to you this afternoon.
Thank you very much.